Welcome to Pure Joe Hack or Hype, the show where I test the latest in wellness supplements and biohacking so you don't waste your money. Because in health there is no one size fits all, so instead of asking, does this work, I ask a better question, who does this actually work for? I'm Johanna, Holistic Health and Wellness Coach. Each episode I speak to the experts behind the products, test them myself and give you a clear verdict. Is it hack, hype, or does it depend on you? Before we start, a quick reminder that health is personal. Everything discussed on this show is based on individual experiences, expert opinions, and product testing, and should not be considered medical advice. What works for one person may not work for another, so always do your own research and seek professional guidance where appropriate. Right, let's get into today's product. Did you know that 68% of UK consumers now say they prioritize clean or natural ingredients when buying personal care products? Nearly 7 out of 10 of us. And yet only 2% of new personal care products launched last year were genuinely all natural. 2%. And here's another one. According to the Vegan Society, 97% of British shoppers want more vegan certified beauty products and toiletries. 97%. The demand is overwhelming, but how many brands are actually delivering on it all? 100% natural, genuinely vegan certified, independently verified, microplastic free, B Corp certified, and still affordable enough for a regular family bathroom. The answer, in my experience of testing this category, very, very few, which is exactly why today's featured brand caught my attention. The UK natural and organic market grew 11% in 2024, reaching £151 million. The whole market is moving in this direction. The question is, who is actually leading it with integrity? Hello and welcome back. It's great to have you with me. You're listening to Pure Joe Hack or Hype on the UK Health Radio. I'm Johanna, your holistic health and wellness coach, and today I'm putting Happy Earth 100% natural vegan personal care products to the test for the whole family. Now, I have to tell you, the first time I saw Happy Earth was at a wellness event here in the UK, and honestly, the brand called to me instantly. So bright, cheerful, optimistic, approachable, but simple with color coding. Personally, I love colour and often find the high-end, luxurious, expensive eco brands with their beige, cream, brown or minimalist black and white often a little bit off-putting, definitely not inviting. This brand is joyful and for the whole family. Then, when I saw that they were claiming 100% natural, vegan, microplastic-free, B Corp certified with zero chemicals, I thought, huh, this reads amazingly on paper and I need to test it for myself. So, I have spent weeks testing over 35 products on myself and my family through heat waves here at home in the Surrey, and I took some products to Spain on holiday. Sun, sea, sand, chlorine, the full test, and I have some results for you today. So who is Happy Earth? Well, let me tell you a little bit about them before we get into the products. Happy Earth is a Dutch brand made in the Netherlands with green energy. It was founded in 2016 by two gentlemen with their bold mission to be the purest and most sustainable top-to-toe personal care brand for the healthier and more sustainable future generations. They position themselves as the 100% natural alternative to brands like Nivea and Dove and the affordable alternative to Elida and Naif. We will come back to whether that holds up later, but here is what really sets them apart. Every single product carries four major independent certifications. Natru, which is the international certification for natural cosmetics, the one that actively prevents greenwashing. The Vegan Society trademark, which means no animal ingredients and they're not tested on animals. Zero Plastic Inside, which is means that it's been certified by the Plastic Soup Foundation to say that their entire range is independently verified to be microplastic free. And they have a B Corp certification with a score of 101.1, meaning they meet the highest global standards of social and environmental performance. That's four certifications, every product, no exceptions. I cannot name you any other brands that say that. And in the Netherlands, where the brand was born, Happy Earth is already the number one natural deodorant brand with over 50% market share. It's the fastest growing deodorant brand in the country, up 16% year on year. So but this is not a niche, this is a mainstream movement, and it is now here in the UK. Let me tell you a little bit now about what I had to test, because that was a serious but highly pleasurable undertaking. I had six categories over 35 products. we had the deodorant range, and that alone is 13 variants across 5 formats, whether they're sprays, roll-ons, balms, a crystal stick, and the brand new whole body deo spray. I had face creams, shower gels and bars, hand soaps, body care, the mama care range, which is safe during pregnancy and breastfeeding, and the baby and kids range suitable from birth. So who are my testers to get a good bio-individual range of results? Well, there's me, being an adult with sensitive leaning skin, a holistic health and wellness coach who knows exactly what she's putting on her body, loves lotions, potions and creams. My daughter, who has long hair and isn't particularly keen on getting in the bath, although once she's in, she does enjoy it. She's also got quite sensitive skin and she doesn't like anything that stings, especially around the eyes. My son has more sensitive skin and prone to pore blockages. Like sister though, he isn't particularly enthusiastic about having his hair washed. Neither of them particularly keen on putting on creams and lotions on their body or faces, which can always be a challenge. So I'll be interested to see how these products hold up. We all love natural scents and wash our hands regularly, so the hand soaps were very interesting to test. Then there were a few extended family members who wanted to get in on the act as well. You get the idea. Now we're going to have a quick note from our sponsors, but don't go anywhere, because when we come back, I will be chatting to the man who is bringing Happy Earth to the UK and will disclose if Happy Earth products are hack, hype, or does it depend on you? So stay with me.
The station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. You're listening to Pure Joe Hack or Hype on the UK Health Radio. I'm Johanna, your holistic health and wellness coach, and today I am putting Happy Earth 100% natural vegan personal care products to the test for all the family. I spent weeks testing over 35 products on my whole family through heat waves and even taking them to Spain on holiday. So I have things to say about them. And I have results. But before I give you those and my verdict, I want you to hear from the man who is bringing Happy Earth to the UK. Dave Christie is the founder of Flourish Foundry and is the UK brand partner for Happy Earth, working closely with their team in the Netherlands to bring their products and story to the British market. Dave, welcome to Pure Joe Hack or Hype. It's lovely to have you here.
It's fantastic to be here. I always love a nice positive entrance as well. So love it.
Great. So Dave, tell us a little bit more about who you are and what your role is with Happy Earth here in the UK.
Wonderful. So I'm Dave Christie, as you said. Flourish Foundry helps and supports challenger brands in the UK with being sustainable, organic, vegan, natural products enter the UK market. It's a difficult market to enter and one that is unlike anything else in Europe. So for a challenger brand, be it UK or outside, if they hit the right parameters and they are exactly what they say they are, rather than sometimes when they're not, we help and support them with a strategy to get to the right customers at the right time, at the right place.
Amazing. And I mean, we actually both discovered Happy Earth at the same event, didn't we? But what was it about the brand that made you stop in your tracks?
Well, you've seen them, so it's very difficult not to stop in your tracks because they're so bright, they're so engaging. And the one thing that really stood out for me is that when customers are trying to make swaps, they want something that looks similar to what they currently have. And a lot of products like to go with the greens and the earthy and the natural colours. And actually, for a mainstream consumer, that tends to put them off. So I instantly was surprised, pleasantly, and intrigued by something that could be a really easy swap for consumers. And that's something the market needed. So that was my initial thoughts on why we had the conversation at the show.
And so then once you discovered a bit more about them, why did you specifically decide, yes, I'm going to bring them to the UK market?
Their passion that sat behind that, when you look at the due diligence that sits at it, yes, they might look great, but what is in the product? Does it stack up? Does it do what it says it's going to do? And it did. And every turn and every question and every product that I looked at, tried or asked questions about, worked, had an answer. did what it said it was going to do. And the more I delved into it, the more I met the team and spoke to the guys in the Netherlands. They all are there for one reason. It's the passion for helping and supporting and making change. And that main thing around one step at a time change, not a million things. You don't need everyone to change everything, but just small steps in the right way. So it was for me something I knew would resonate in the UK market, and was pleased when they agreed to work together.
Amazing. I love that. Now, over 74% of consumers now say they prefer the chemical-free personal care, yet most people are still buying the toxic conventional brands. Why is that gap so hard to close, do you think?
I'd almost challenge the phrase chemical-free. Water is a chemical.
True.
So, and when you step back and think around even just that, how are consumers meant to have a full understanding of what is or isn't within some of their products? But I think what the consumer is trying to tell us is they understand they need fewer ingredients, and they don't necessarily understand the claims that sit behind some of them. So I think we've seen this in food and drink for a number of years with proteins. We're now seeing it with electrolytes and high fiber. There is a real big brand mentality around utilizing key words, but not necessarily utilizing key ingredients. So not everything reveals as it should. I've worked with companies before, and big companies, and I've heard consumers in stores say, wow, they've reduced their plastic by 30% next to a completely plastic-free product.
Yeah.
So the consumer still needs to be educated, and that costs money. And sometimes at the moment, the challenger brands haven't got that money to educate at a wider level. So it's a smaller step process.
That is a huge job as well, to educate everybody, isn't it, really? But so, I mean, for us that are looking at the labels and stuff, what are the most harmful ingredients people don't realise are in their everyday shower gel, deodorants, hand soaps, etc.?
The ones that I would say people are starting to realise more is the SLS and SLES, which is synthetic polymers, microplastic, parabens, silicones. These are some of the key ingredients that are harmful. And I think a lot of people understand microplastics probably more than any of them at this stage.
Yeah.
But again, without the education, don't necessarily understand the harm that they give, because how can that be harmful in a shampoo? So we've still got a lot.
Why is it in it? Why do we even need that in a shampoo? I mean, why have microplastics in our shampoos and our personal care products? In a water bottle, okay, it's a plastic water bottle, but in our personal care products, for me, it just is unfathomable, really.
It isn't, but it's the processes in which a lot of them are produced that necessarily no one's putting microplastics in deliberately, but they're in as a part of the process. And we're not giving enough due care and attention to that, and obviously the outcomes of having them within it.
Yeah. I mean, if the products perform just as well or better and are better for you and for the planet, why do some people still find it so hard to make that switch? Is it trust, a habit issue, or marketing?
There's a little bit of everything that sits within there. We still remember fondly some of the childhood products that we still remember the jingles for. And mainstream brands are there to do one thing. They spend millions and millions of pounds to target you.
Yeah.
And the smaller brands, the sustainable brands, haven't got those millions, and they haven't got the head start that some of those brands do. So coming back to my point a minute ago, a mainstream brand who says 30% less plastic has more trust than an unknown brand who's plastic free.
Yeah.
And true. I think that tends to be a big bit of the issue as well. And they have big regulatory teams that can make claims, and we have to be very careful about the claims that we make from legality perspectives. I know that one hay fever tablet company, as an example, would say that no one-a-day tablet works faster. Sounds good, right?
Sure.
Do you know how they can make that claim?
No idea.
They all work the same. They're all hay fever tablets, the loratadine or cetirizine, they're all the same tablet.
Yeah.
So whether it's 50p or £6, everyone still buys a £6 one because they want results. And they believe the big brands have told them, if you want results, you come to us.
Yeah.
So we've still got that battle to have. But yeah, we are starting to turn corners.
Absolutely. I think the more natural products that we have out there, the better it will get. Give them more choice anyway. So what ingredients would we commonly find in supermarket products that Happy Earth deliberately avoid?
Well, microplastics is the first one. And not only do we avoid them, we then independently certify them to ensure that they are certified natural formulations. SLS and their SLES, paraben, silicones, minerals are all out as well. The deodorants don't use aluminium chlorohydrate because that is used to reduce perspiration and sometimes to block the perspiration pores. We don't use that within there as well. And it's important that this is not just a marketing promise. They're certified by Cosmos, Vegan Society, Zero Plastic Inside, because we want to start building back and starting to build trust.
Definitely. I
And not
mean,
always is there that trust within natural products.
yeah, Happy Earth have an extraordinary amount of certifications. When I first found them, I was like, this blows my mind. And that they're 100% vegan natural is just, most products like 92, 93, but 100%, that's a big claim and it's just phenomenal. So does avoiding these harsh ingredients affect the foam, the texture, and how do you manage consumer expectations around that? Because people think, oh, if it's going to be natural, it's going to be, rubbish to use. It's not going to foam up and all that kind of thing.
It's a weird phrase, but that feelability, the texture around how you clean and the smell that comes with it as well is an important part of that. As an interesting side note, clean doesn't smell. Being clean doesn't smell. We have been used to having fragrances put into our products for years. Oh, it's lemon fresh, it's meadow fresh, it's summer fresh, it's whatever they are. Actually, they're false and fake fragrances. Clean doesn't smell. So that's something to bear in mind, but it's difficult for the consumer when you're using natural products. So those fragrances are still there, and we have to really work hard to have them in there because that's what the consumer expects. Now, yes, there is a slightly less foaming, but it's also something technology-wise that's being worked on to ensure that that is there because that is part of the whole cleaning sensation. And it's important, as I said before, that we have as like for like products as we possibly can. But people start to realize that the product cleans properly, smells good, and feels good on the skin. I don't know if you've ever had one of the really cheap natural soaps that then it makes you feel it feels not good.
Got
So
you.
actually, we've not just got a battle against mainstream products, we actually have a battle against first generation inferior natural products. Because the
True.
first generation didn't have the technology that we have today. It didn't have the understanding as and the knowledge that we had today or the R&D that we had today. So it wasn't a great experience.
That's
Very
true.
much like vegan products. They weren't a great experience. You knew you were having a vegan product. Whereas now you can have vegan products and you've got no clue. There's no difference. And it's almost like a secondary or third claim. Oh, this is vegan. This is amazing. And we're kind of there now with these products. But again, we've still got a little bit to catch up over time as more and more people understand that and tell different people.
That's so true. Now, Happy Earth, well, as we've already discussed, Happy Earth claims that their entire range is microplastic free. They're certified by Zero Plastic Inside, awarded and guaranteed by the Plastic Soup Foundation in combination with Beat the Microbead. I mean, this is huge for me. And I think it really separates Happy Earth from other brands that claim to be natural on their label. So why do you think consumers should worry about microplastics in their personal care products, Dave? What's happening to them when they put them on their skin and when they get washed down the drain?
Well, yeah, it's more the wash down the drain than the skin. Obviously, we're aware of microplastics being ingested and microwaving plastics and water bottles, etc. But you're right. Where I put it on my skin, our skin doesn't absorb that plastic. That's one thing that people have to understand. It's not transdermal, it can't be absorbed through the skin. But you're right, it is washed down the drain. Some of those synthetic polymer ingredients are difficult to break down. So once released, those microplastics pass through the wastewater systems and into our rivers, our soil, and the wider environment. And that's because their persistence is the common concern. They don't simply disappear once they leave the bathroom. They get pushed out and they end up in our soils and our rivers. And that's where the real problems happen. We're starting to see the European Union already put restrictions in place to reduce intentionally added microplastics across multiple products across the capital. But Happy Earth's gone further by having the complete range assessed by the Zero Plastics Inside and making sure, and rather than waiting for consumer pressure or regulatory force, have done it through choice because that's the values that they hold dear to them.
It's amazing. And how do people identify these hidden microplastics in an ingredients label? What should they look for, Dave?
It's difficult to do it reliably from memory because microplastics aren't represented by one clear word.
No.
There's many possible synthetic polymers that, and definitions that can become technical. I would point them towards the Beat the Microbead resources and product sharing tools because this will help them maintain ingredient guidance, and they're designed specifically to help consumers identify microplastics.
They have an app as well, Beat the Microbead, don't they? They have an app that you
Yeah, very much so. It's like when no different to when you're scanning your food and you look for the ingredients there. You wouldn't necessarily know all the ingredients, but you use the app to aid you with it. We don't expect, and consumers shouldn't try to remember them, but there is apps that we can use to help identify.
Excellent. Okay, so now there's a lot of natural brands out there, as we've mentioned. Some genuinely are, but some are greenwashing. We have mentioned there's a zero plastic inside certification, but what else makes Happy Earth stand apart?
Well, Happy Earth were really keen to understand that the word natural on its own is just not enough anymore. And it does still confuse the consumer because not all things are natural that say natural on there. There might be natural fragrances that sit within a synthetic product, as an example, but they make the natural larger. So we wanted to make sure that we give the consumer the evidence that they needed by ensuring that there is accessibility and scale, but also that they are all tested. Happy Earth is B Corp, it's certified microplastic free. All of these little steps, and while I say little steps, huge cost and unbelievable resource to gain and keep these certifications. Means the and also by the way, the product, the reason why they're produced in the Netherlands still is because they can be right next door to where the manufacturing is. They keep an eye on it, they watch it, they're just right there. So they're using green energy that is in abundance more in the Netherlands than most other places to ensure that it's not just something that they say, it's something they live and breathe.
I love it. So, what part of a personal care product has the biggest environmental impact in terms of the, is it the ingredients, the manufacturing, the water use, or the packaging?
It's everything combined. I think if you look at one thing on its own, it stands up a little bit, but actually, it's the combination of all of them. That's what really makes those products stand out. There's a lot of people that will do one or two things so that they can claim. But again, that for me and for the business just breeds distrust for the consumer who then suddenly goes, oh, I thought this was, and it isn't. We're saying, we hold ourselves to a higher standard, and it isn't one of those things, it's all of them combined.
Definitely. And Happy Earth is already the number one natural deodorant brand in the Netherlands with up to 51% of market share. What does that track record tell us about what's possible here in the UK, Dave?
Well, I think it just says that there is a consumer there that's ready to purchase. There's a consumer that is ready to buy. And the reason the why that number is impressive is because that's not just purchase, it's repeat purchase. And the repeat purchase is really important because we can all sell product into somebody. If you're good at sales and you understand marketing in the right way, consumers will buy, but they won't return unless the product works, unless it does what it says, unless it doesn't. It's like friendship. You have friends with people until you break a promise, or that you break someone's trust, or that you do something you said you weren't going to do. And that's very much how the brand sees the relationship with the consumers. And that's why they've got that kind of market share, because they've built that trust. And when you trust something, what do? You tell somebody else, and you tell somebody else, and they tell somebody else. Because human nature is not only that, I want to be the person that introduces them. Oh, you have to see this product. It is amazing. And I wouldn't do that if I thought, you're not going to think this is amazing.
No, of
Because then
course
you're going to
not.
look at me and you go, you think this is good? So that's why everything then stacks up, and all those bits compound, and we get the kind of coverage that we do in the country.
And also, speaking of the deodorant, I mean, their range is enormous. They have sprays, roll-ons, balms, crystal sticks, whole body sprays. I think that there's something for everybody because people are quite specific about when it comes to deodorant. Some say that works, that doesn't work, that doesn't work, you know. So they literally cover every single possibility. So if that one doesn't work, you could try something else. I mean, where do you suggest a first-time natural deodorant convert starts?
Well, it's that question that kind of led to the size of the range, because I would always suggest starting with something that's closest to the format that you
You
currently
can
use.
use.
If you normally use a spray, Then start with our deodorant spray. A roll-on user should use the roll-on. And if you're already at the point of balm, then use the balm. Because if you tell a deodorant spray person, you use a balm, I use a balm.
It's my fave.
Yes. But if you're first time and you're going from a spray can to a balm, you're going to be like, oh, this is not for me.
Yeah, true.
So actually, that's why the size of the range is there, because that's why, and the why they've got the coverage that they have in country is because there is something for everybody.
Definitely.
Now, when you're launching in a new country, sometimes not all of that range can be available immediately. No. And we have to test demand, because what works somewhere doesn't necessarily work somewhere else.
Yeah.
But I would always start with the thing that's most familiar and to you.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about the aluminium in the deodorant. So if we now look at their Mama Care range, this is safe during pregnancy and breastfeeding. I wish I had known about the brand when I was 5 years breastfeeding. Five. So how important do you think it is for our UK audience that it's safe during pregnancy and breastfeeding?
It's very safe. As a man, it's difficult for me to talk about pregnancy in a level, because I haven't been there or been through it. But having so many friends that have, this is a part of your life where you're carrying a new life form. So it's the part that you're particularly more conscious of what you're putting in your body, on your skin. Mm-hmm. And you have to have that level of trust in it, because you'll distrust things that you used to do before, and you'll take extra care and caution over something that you used to not think about, because something's growing within you and you have to look after it. So the Mama Care range offers a clearly defined collection developed for pregnancy, not just another product that we've overstickered and put pregnancy on it. You know, it includes body oil for the belly and body creams and bath oils and unscented food grade nipple balms, because this is what consumers gave us as the things that they needed the support with. So it's actually kind of from consumer feedback that we created the range. And too many times it's the opposite way. A brand will release a range because they believe they know what the consumer wants.
Yeah.
And then the consumer has to kind of think, well, I must want this, rather than actually, this is something I genuinely want. I genuinely have application for, and you've created something for it. It's the more difficult way. But it is the better way.
Yeah, I agree. And my kids are obsessed with the Happy Earth shampoo. But my daughter did say, Mummy, why don't they have a conditioner? Where's the conditioner? Because all the other ones sting their eyes. So is that in the pipeline? What new products are coming from Happy Earth?
Well, that is a great question, and one we get asked a lot. The honest answer is I don't actually want to announce a lot of the products before the Happy Earth development team are happy to do that, because I like working with them and I don't want to ruin their surprises. But what I can say is that is exactly the type of feedback that we just talk about with the Mama Care range that we're getting from UK families. And if children love the shampoo but parents see a need for the conditioner, that's useful evidence for us to go back to the team in the Netherlands and say, this is what we're hearing. And they are looking at developing range specifically for the UK market based off of the feedback. So they're continuing to develop the range, and are not just new products as well. They're trying to make the existing products better, because there's always new technologies, there's always new things that are coming out that allows them to do that. So they're not just saying, we've got a great range and we're just going to keep adding.
Yeah.
That's greed, and that's not how the Happy Earth team work. They want to make the current products the better all the time, listen to the demands of the consumer, and bring out products that are relevant to them.
I love it. So Dave, tell us, where can the UK listeners buy Happy Earth from right now? And what about the other people listening abroad?
Well, they can always go to happyearthcare.co.uk, or the full range is available on there. Your independent health food stores across the country are starting to get more and more of the range that are coming in. Mm-hmm. With any launch that comes into the UK, most retailers don't take a punt on an entire range. You talked about how many products that you tried at the beginning there.
Yeah.
You try convincing a UK retailer that's not heard of you before or has any sales data. Mm-hmm. I'd like an entire shelf in your premium aisle, please. I have tried. It is not easy.
But you did get them into Whole Foods, a few of them, didn't you?
So yes, in Whole Foods, we have selected products can be found in some of the specialist online retailers. We've got the gels that are in Whole Foods. Planet Organic has products. Okay. Holland & Barrett Online is launching extremely soon. And two or three others I can't quite confirm yet. But all I can say is there'll be nationwide coverage in most high streets by the end of the year.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well done, Dave. It is amazing, because I believe that Happy Earth should be literally everywhere. Everybody should get access.
I'd like to
markets.
Take, I'd like to take the credit for it, but it's the brand that does the heavy lifting. I'm just, I just the
You're the
advocate.
introducer, you know? So, but the brand definitely sells itself for sure. Once it's in, it's got foot in the door. You just get the foot in the door. So now I know there has been a very generous discount code arranged for my listeners. So stay tuned, everybody, and I will share that with you before the end of the show. Now, if you had to describe a happy earth in one sentence, Dave, without using the word natural, sustainable, or eco-friendly, what would you say?
I'd say thanks for that question. I would say Happy Earth is everyday personal care that works properly, feels joyful, and uses and leaves far less behind for the planet to deal with.
Love it. Absolutely perfect. And if a UK family could try just one Happy Earth product first, what would you recommend and why?
Start with the deodorant spray. Deodorant's used every day. It gives somebody a clear and immediate way to experience the brand. The spray format is also familiar. Most people have used a spray deodorant of some kind before. So it doesn't require an immediate major change to a routine.
And what about yourself? How can people like and support you, Dave?
Well, I'm available at flourishfoundry.co.uk or Flourish Foundry on social media.
Okay, fantastic. Would you like to do a rapid fire round?
Oh, why not?
Okay, then. Plastic or aluminium?
Aluminium.
Okay. Natural fragrance or fragrance free?
Fragrance free.
Organic or local?
Local.
Luxury or sustainable?
Sustainable.
One ingredient everyone should avoid.
Oh, you said rapid fire as well. It's the collagen.
Oh, that's a very controversial answer.
Yes, it is. But that's the one I would tell people.
Okay, I'm going to get into that afterwards with you. One ingredient everyone should stop fearing.
Creatine.
Okay. Biggest myth in skincare.
Natural products don't work.
Love that. Love it. Biggest lie in marketing.
Major brands are the best brands for you, and you have to spend money to
True.
get results.
That's so true. Most overrated wellness trend.
Collagen.
Oh, okay. And the most underrated daily habit that we should have.
Reading in ingredients.
Dave, that has been absolutely fascinating. Thank you so much for joining me on Pure Joe Hack or Hype.
Johanna, it's been wonderful. I've really enjoyed it. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Now we are going to hear from our sponsors, but don't go anywhere because when I come back, I'm going to give you my full, honest, bio-individual verdict on Happy Earth Care products. Are they hack? Are they hype? Or does it depend on you? Stay with me.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. You're listening to Pure Joe Hack or Hype on the UK Health Radio. Now, let me get into the science of the brand featured in this episode, which is Happy Earth and natural personal care products, because this is where things get really interesting. Let's start with the deodorant because Happy Earth's deodorant range is their biggest and most complex category, and there is something most people fundamentally misunderstand. Do you know the difference between a deodorant and an antiperspirant? Well, an antiperspirant contains aluminium chlorohydrate. This physically blocks your sweat glands. It stops you from sweating altogether. Now, sweating is a completely natural, healthy, and necessary bodily function. It regulates your temperature and helps your body eliminate toxins. Blocking that process is a chemical intervention. A deodorant, a true deodorant, honestly works differently. Instead of blocking your glands, it kills or inhibits the bacteria that cause body odor. You still may perspire, but you won't smell. And that is what Happy Earth does. As for the sprays and the roll-ons in the range, they use potassium alum. I know what you're thinking, but it's not aluminium. It's not the same compound. Potassium alum is a naturally occurring mineral salt. Its molecules are too large to penetrate the skin. They sit on the surface, form a microscopically thin antibacterial layer, and leave your pores completely open. The Deo Balms use cornstarch and baking soda. They absorb moisture and fight bacteria. The creams use zinc ricinoleate, a plant-based ingredient that neutralizes odor molecules directly. So there's different formats, do with different active ingredients, all 100% natural, all independently certified. Dave talked about the other ingredients Happy Earth avoids, from the SLSs, the SLESs, the parabens, synthetic fragrances, the PEGs, the mineral oils, so I won't repeat all that. Rather say that plant-based cleansers clean just as effectively as products with all those nasties in. It is a perception shift, not a performance gap. And once you adjust, most people find that going back to conventional products feels harsh by comparison. As for microplastics, well, this is something that I feel very strongly about, having detoxed from many of those in my body the years before falling pregnant. Microplastics have now been found in human blood, human lungs, and human placentas. They pass through water treatment systems, enter our waterways, accumulate in marine life, and work back up the food chain to us. And they're entirely unnecessary. Happy Earth Zero Plastics Inside Certification, awarded and edited by the Plastic Soup Foundation, means every product is independently verified free of them. Not self-claimed, independently audited, absolutely phenomenal. If you're like me, you might be thinking, well, the bottles look plastic. But here's the distinction nobody talks about. Microplastics in personal care products actually refers to the tiny plastic particles inside the formula that are added for exfoliants or thickening agents. The Zero Plastic Inside certification eliminates those completely, independently verified. So Happy Earth 100% doesn't have any in it. But it also goes further on its packaging itself. The shower gel, hand soap, and body care bottles are 100% recycled plastic, fully recyclable again after use. The tubes for the face care, body lotion, and mama care shower gel are made from sugarcane. Sugarcane is a renewable crop that actually absorbs CO2 as it grows, so the tube has a net negative carbon footprint before it even reaches your bathroom. The Deo Balm comes in tins, which are metal, so that's 100% plastic free, and it's recyclable. And finally, the Crystal Deo Stick has natural cork packaging, and it's biodegradable and plastic free. This is a fully thought through system. It is not just a clean formula in a dirty package. Now, a lot of people assume that if something is 100% natural and vegan, it must smell of nothing, or even worse, it smells medicinal. Well, this assumption is so wrong with Happy Earth, and I want you to explain why, because I think this is actually one of their secret weapons. Every single scent in this range comes entirely from botanical extract and essential oils. There is real citrus bergamot fruit oil, real vanilla planifolia bean extract, real Howood leaf oil, that's the one that's behind the gorgeous jasmine Howood scent that I'm personally obsessed with. There is real rose geranium oil in the rose petitgrain. I mean, these are not synthetic fragrance compounds designed in a lab to smell vaguely floral. They are actual plants. And in the Mama Care range, the scent is mild and hypoallergenic by design. Safe during pregnancy, when scent sensitivity is often heightened. A gentle, clean rose and jasmine blend from natural botanical extracts. The belly and body cream is shea butter, olive oil, and jojoba oil. Rich and nourishing, helping to prevent stretch marks and intensely hydrating. The nourishing body oil has the added sweet almond oil to help the skin and the body relax. And the scent, well, it's not too overpowering. It's just present enough to feel indulgent. As for the baby and kids range, well, there's barely any scent at all or completely fragrance-free because the Natru certification requires formulations suitable for ultra-sensitive skin from birth. Your baby's skin is getting the purest possible care, nothing unnecessary, nothing synthetic. Clean really can smell this good, and that, for a lot of people, is the thing that finally makes the switch feel easy. So now let me give you my results category by category. Let's start with the deodorant because there's 13 variants, there's 5 formats. I've tested all of them over various different times. Remember, this is for me personally, it's all by your individual, and I recommend that you try to find your favorite. You won't be disappointed. Number one for me for max protection and dryness, the longest was the Deo Balms, both tins. I think probably the lavender and bergamot gets my number one as my favorite. You apply it with your finger, rub your fingers together, basically press them under your arms, you're instantly dry, there's no waiting, no residue. And I'll be honest with you, I accidentally put my finger in my mouth after applying the lavender one, and I was completely fine. So that tells you everything about what's in it. It survived a workout, sunbathing in a heat wave, and a holiday in Spain. Absolutely divine. One key usage tip for the crystal stick is that you have to wet it before applying. It won't work dry. You wet the top and then you apply. And once you know that, honestly, it's a brilliant product. It's unscented, completely plastic-free, biodegradable, cork packaging. It works a charm. The whole body deo spray in Jasmine Howard is one of my favorites. I mean, I honestly adore the scent. And I use them as a daytime pick-me-up and a body fragrance as much as a deodorant. It's zero gas, zero alcohol, propellant-free, fabulous. The liquid pump sprays, probably my least favorite format personally, because they need a little quick moment to dry. And, you know, I'm just a really busy person. I don't have the time to wait for it to dry. It's not a quality issue. It's just more of a personal preference. As for the pricing, they most are around £7.49 to £7.99. In comparison, the Dove and the Shure antiperspirants with all their bits and bobs inside are cost around £4. Personally, I would rather pay a bit more for quality, clean, certified products and peace of mind. The Cristo Duo Stick is the highest at £12.49, so premium end, but considerably long lasting. Now we move on to the face care. A quick note on routine order here. The micellar water goes first. This is like the cleanser, it's not a toner. Use it on a cotton pad before anything else. The purifying cleansing gel follows that for a deeper clean. This is a gel that goes on beautifully. It lathers. I always use it with a face cloth as well, just to get right deep in there. And it's fantastic. Honestly, I think any age group could use it, especially fabulous for teenagers. Then you would apply your day or your night cream. The hydrating day cream has no real specific scent. A little goes a long way. It's beautifully matte finish. It's an instant visible hydration. I even tried it on my hands to see, and you can see that difference immediately. The anti-aging day and night creams, they're both light, smooth, with no sticky residue. The night cream is particularly nourishing. It soaks in beautifully. I definitely noticed a more even skin tone. I mean, does it turn back time? No, I don't think there is a product really that can do that. But does it support, nourish and protect? Absolutely. And at this price point, with these certifications, it's exceptional value. Each product in the face care range sits under £10. So Elida's Skin Food Face Cream in comparison is around £15. And a Ren product is anything from £18 to £35. So to get fully certified natural vegan fragrance-free face routine for under £10 is genuinely remarkable. Now moving on to the body care and the mama care range, the Pure Body Lotion is luxurious. Your skin absorbs it instantly. It feels more premium than the cheerful packaging suggests. As good as a high-end body butter, to be honest. Better because it's vegan and it's 100% natural. I use it every day, and especially in Spain after the sun, sea, sand, chlorine, my skin was drinking it up. It costs under £10, so well below comparable natural body butters. The Nourishing Body Oil from the Mama Care range, probably one of my favorite products in the entire range. Jasmine and rose, your skin just soaks it up. Put it on when your skin is slightly wet. In fact, they all work probably, I would say, better if your skin is just slightly damp. It gives a gorgeous sheen. It feels expensive. It smells divine. I would finish this before anything else. It's safe during pregnancy and breastfeeding. A steal at under £10, and you don't have to be a mama to use it. The Belly and Body Cream, well, this has a soft scent of rose and jasmine. It goes on beautifully, feels so indulgent and so luxurious. It's safe during pregnancy too, costing £11.30. And the whole mama range is consistent, it's considered, and it's beautifully formulated. Moving on to the hand soaps, one of our household favorites. I think most households have tons of hand soaps everywhere. So we go through a lot. And personally, I am obsessed with these in the range. The three scents, there's the Jasmine Howard, the Lavender Ylang, and the Rose Petitgrain. They're all antibacterial, biodegradable, plant-based, zero SLS, SLES, zero microplastics, each absolutely divine. A little goes a long way, as with all their products. So super clean, no residue whatsoever. Your hands are left fresh and clean and smelling fab. My kids love them too. So for sure, they are a new staple in my house, especially at only £5.99 for 300 mils. Now moving on to the shower gels and the bars. These cost around £6.99. Again, a little bit goes a long way. The pump is generous. They lather beautifully. They feel luxurious. They leave you clean and fresh. I went through the pink floral one patchouli gel first and then moved on to the bergamot cedarwood. It's probably the strongest scent of the range. It's woody, it's earthy, it's not my usual like, but I actually really love it. The shower bar, well, now I'm not a shower bar person really. I've never been into soap or anything like that. I prefer the gels, but I tested it with my exfoliating mitt and it lathered up really well. Surprisingly nourishing too. It's the equivalent of approximately 3 bottles of shower gel in one bar. So for traveling, it's brilliant. There's no liquid restrictions. On a bio-individual note, if you travel frequently or care deeply about plastic reduction, then this was made for you. It's only $7.99 for the bar, so it's great value, super long-lasting, and it's great for the kids too. They really enjoy playing with it, and it's a great way for them to keep clean and rub it over their bodies nicely in the bath, I found. So actually, I use it as a bath bar, not just a shower bar. Finally, there's the baby and kids range, costing from £8.49 to £9.49 only. The shampoo, it's soap-free and it does not sting the eyes. My kids prefer to use this over all the other ones that we have. Parents, you know what I mean. The hair lotion, everybody was obsessed with this. Used it on my daughter's knotted hair every morning as a detangler, to easier to put her hair up with it. I used it on my son instead of conditioner. I took it to Spain. We all used it before the pools and the sea to protect our hair. And we finished the bottle on the trip, so it's a big win. The bath foam, they love it. Incredible bubbles. A little goes a long way. It's soap-free. It's all natural. They get clean just from being in the bath. Every parent knows the value of that. Zero overpowering smell. The one thing my children are now requesting is a Happy Earth conditioner, especially for my daughter. Well, you know, princess hair needs conditioner and all that. Happy Earth, please, can you make this your next product? So here's my verdict, which I think, as you can tell from everything I've said, we found every single product in the range a hack. It's a hack for the family wanting to clean up their bathroom without spending a fortune or sacrificing performance. For the teenager starting to care about what they put on their body and the planet. For the pregnant mum who doesn't know where to start with clean brands. For the child with sensitive skin who reacts to everything. And for anyone who's tried natural deodorant before and, well, given up. Because 5 formats means you'll actually find your match. The only truly bio-individual variable here is the deodorant format. Spray, roll-on, balm, crystal, or a stick. Everything else caters to different tastes and lifestyles, with genuinely consistent quality across the board. Where it might be a hype is if you have specific clinical skincare needs, for example, significant pigmentation, deep wrinkles, anything requiring a medical-grade targeted clinical product. And if you're extremely sensitive to fragrance or essential oils, some products in this range may be too much for you. My conclusion, Happy Earth proves you don't need to spend a fortune to make a better choice. The packaging is bright and cheerful. Clean living doesn't have to feel worthy or boring. If you want considered personal care at everyday prices without sacrificing the planet, your health, or how it performs, Happy Earth is the brand for you. Honestly, just seeing the packaging in my bathroom every day makes me smile. Knowing how good it is for my family and for the planet, it is a genuine win-win. Will I continue to use the brand moving forward? 100% yes. Please support Happy Earth Care on their socials. Their Instagram is at Happy Earth Care, their Facebook is Happy Earth Care, and their website is happyearthcare.co.uk. On this, their UK website, if you use the code PUREJOE, P-U-R-E-J-O, at checkout, you will get a very generous 30% off products that are not already in the sale. Hurry though, this offer ends on the 31st of October, so happy shopping! Now, before I let you go, one last thing. In the interest of full transparency, as always on this show, these products were gifted to me by Happy Earth for the purpose of this review. As you know, that never influences my verdict. I test everything honestly and I tell you exactly what I find. My editorial independence is everything. Finally, I've got something exciting to share with you all. I'll be heading to the Health Optimization Summit in London this September. It runs from the 11th to the 13th at the Business Design Centre in Islington. And it's honestly got one of the most incredible speaker lineups I've seen. There's Wim Hof, Bear Grylls, Ben Greenfield, Dr. Judith Joseph, Tara Stewart, JJ Virgin, and so many more big names in the health, biohacking, and longevity field, all under one roof for 3 days. Personally, I'll be there on Sunday the 13th. If you're going to be there too, please come and say hi. It really is one of the most phenomenal events out there for anyone who's interested in their health and well-being. I'll be sharing more details on my Instagram at johanna_livewell.travelmore. As always, thank you so much for listening to Pure Joe Hackle Hype. If this episode helped you, please follow the show and share it with someone who is ready to stop wasting money on wellness trends. You can find me on Instagram at johanna_livewell.travelmore and at purejoe.com. I'll see you next time, where we put Oriel marine extracts from Ireland to the test. Because if it's not right for you, it's not worth your money. God bless and stay well your way. Thank you for listening to Pure Joe Hackle Hype. If this episode helped you, follow the show and share it with someone who's ready to stop wasting money on wellness trends. You can find me on Instagram at johanna_livewell.travelmore and at purejoe.com. I'll see you next time, where we put something else to the test. Because if it's not right for you, it's not worth your money. God bless and stay well your way.